Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. Merry Christmas, everyone. We appreciate each and every one of you, our members, supporters, and business associates. We hope that you have a blessed new year, and we're looking forward to a great 2020. Happy holidays, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International. Glad you are here with us today. We do want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. We have a number of our members traveling out of country to see families and friends already this holiday season, and our thoughts are with them and hope that they have a safe and joyous holiday in the countries that they have traveled to. We have other members and friends who are already on vacation. Must be nice. Must be nice to be able to take this vacation time. We want to make sure that we extend a warm Merry Christmas to them, and I hope that they also have a joyous time this holiday season with their friends and family. It's great to take that R&R time to get away and just rest and relax and have some family time and really just enjoy yourself away from work. Everybody needs that downtime. Everybody needs to be away and just enjoy life away from work, away from the everyday speeding thing that we call a job. It's just it's great to have that time away, and we hope everybody enjoys it. Of course, we know that a lot of us will be working right through the Christmas Day. Many of us will be working Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and even through till New Year's. That's how it is in the service industry. That's how it is in public safety and security. While everybody else is away enjoying themselves, guess who is left behind to watch over the assets, to protect the people, to protect life and property? That's what we do. And so there'll be some of us, including our military, who will still be on duty. Remember them in your thoughts and prayers, because without these folks working, without these people protecting us, well, chaos would come to town in a big way through the holidays and wreak havoc, and we just can't have that. So we definitely appreciate everybody who's going to be working in this holiday season, Christmas or New Year's. We have a lot to talk about this week. We definitely want to talk about the three security officers convicted of murder. We mentioned it earlier in the week during our From the Legal Side show, and we want to just kind of highlight the convictions of these three security officers. We also had a number of individuals found guilty of robbing or killing security and armored truck personnel, and we want to go through those as well and talk a little bit about some details that came out. We also want to remember more than 7 police officers killed in the last 10 days, some by way of gunfire, like the police officer that was gunned down in the parking lot of an Arkansas police department, and others who have been killed in the line of duty involving car accidents. We've had a lot of tragedies, a lot of crime this season, as we always do during the holidays, but it just seems like attacks on law enforcement and security just doesn't stop. We just, in the last 24 hours, looked at the number of security officers shot during the month of December so far. 77 known security officers have been shot by suspects this month in December so far. We're at about 96 known security officer deaths on duty, and we estimate those to be closer to about 115. There are a lot of security officer deaths, murders, assaults that go unreported. We mentioned this so many different times. We talk about how it's becoming harder and harder to get the names of those security officers killed. In fact, one particular county now will not release that information through the coroner's office unless there's authorization from the family. So it's getting harder and harder to be able to verify when a security officer is killed on duty. But we are 24/7 on top of this and diligently doing all that we can do to get this information out to our members. So sometimes we do have to list them as unidentified security officers, and that troubles me, because this is really public information, public news, public record, and we are working to make sure that we're able to collect that data as efficiently as we possibly can. We can put in requests under the Freedom of Information Act, but that's a long process, anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, and there's a fee every time that you request a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act request, and it can become very costly, and that's the whole point. Some jurisdictions do try to make it costly for the media and others to obtain information that is public. But this month, we know that it's been one of those months where a lot of private security officers have been involved in hands-on physical assaults, defense. There's been, like I just said, 77 shootings. I don't have an exact number. I believe it's 6 or 7 or 8, somewhere in there, security officers killed this month alone. We know that during the Christmas holidays, assaults on security personnel and shootings involving security personnel go up. We mentioned that just about every year. And it's come to light again this year that it has been that type of holiday season. We have, with the assistance of other groups, been able to track some other things that we want to talk about coming up in this program and others, talking about how some security officers were actually targeted. We've been working with law enforcement in several jurisdictions and another security association and some other private companies and tracking several targeted hits, and law enforcement actually saying that a group has threatened to injure or kill private security in one area of our country. We'll be talking about that as well. A lot of people don't really think, and even people in the security industry, they don't really think about the dangers of wearing a uniform. They don't really think about the dangers of having somebody with a badge on their chest. They don't really think about the increase in defiant, disruptive, disorderly people out there and those who defy law enforcement. The anti-police sentiment is strong, very strong. And just within the last 24 hours in North Carolina, just outside of the big city of Charlotte, a deputy sheriff stopping a suspect on a motor vehicle violation was shot at multiple times in a very small town. We're talking about less than a few thousand people in this town. And then during the day, a few hours later, barricaded himself inside a manufacturing company, shots fired, and police killed him. And it turned out to be that he was a wanted fugitive on some serious charges here in a small town in the rural part of North Carolina. And this is really where we're at in our country. Times right now are very dangerous for law enforcement and private security. We are right now calculating the statistics for loss prevention assaults just in the November-December 60-day holiday season, and they are up. They're up 33% from last year. So things for the private security industry and law enforcement don't look good. And we're gonna be talking a little bit more about that coming up in this hour. We have a lot of breaking news, of course, to bring you as well. We also have in North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Alabama, South Carolina, we have a very unique position. It's called the Senior Master Instructor. And these are full-time positions that will be in charge of other instructors teaching regulatory training, life-saving training, workplace safety training, and we're going to be recruiting them right after the first of the year. But if you're a member of POI, go ahead and send in your resume to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org right now, because you'll get preference. If you're a POI member and you qualify, you're a South Carolina SLED instructor, a North Carolina PPS security instructor, a Virginia DCJS firearms instructor, a DC special police instructor, we want to talk with you because we have a very unique opportunity for you to make a substantial amount of money and to have some flexibility in your schedule as well. Send your resume today. And for those of you who are not POI members, we're going to make those job announcements on January the 2nd, and we'll be recruiting through a number of different formats for those positions. And let me just tell you now, they range from $45,000 to $60,000. $45,000 to $60,000. That's not bad. Not bad for an instructor. So contact us today. We're going to take a quick break. Got a lot of news to bring you today. Got a lot of other things we want to talk about today. And we have a little topic at the bottom half of our program that we'll be talking about. Remember, if you need body armor, if you need protective clothing, if you're looking for slash-resistant vests working in security, corrections, law enforcement, public safety, look no place else but Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. Body Armor USA online or give us a call today. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives? The need for organ donors now is greater than ever. 120,000 people right now in the U.S. are waiting for an organ transplant. 95% of Americans support organ donation, but only a little over a half are registered. My charity, HealthCorps, has teamed up with Donate Life and Organize.org to save up to 500,000 lives by getting 62,500 folks to register as organ donors. If you're not registered, click the Register Now link to stand up and be counted. And when you're done, go on Facebook and tell us your story and add my hashtag organs will. For example, you might say, hashtag organs will make a difference. I'm an organ donor. Are you?
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info. And you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99. And we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. If you are already a member, that's great. And we appreciate you. We'd like for you to spread the news and tell your coworkers, employees, and others in the industry about the Private Officer Group and how they can become a member and enjoy more than 40 member benefits. PrivateOfficer.org. Well, we do have a lot happening here at Private Officer International. I just told you about some positions that are open, but there are other positions open and opening soon. So we're going to be discussing that on January 2nd, right after the New Year's. And there's a lot of opportunity if you already are a security school owner, if you own a regulatory state security school in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, D.C., Florida, Alabama, Georgia. We want to talk with you because we are in 2020. Armory College is expanding wildly, a really large, expansive project underway. And this is a way for you to increase your curriculum, increase the number of students you have in your schools, and obviously increase your revenue. If you'd like more information, be sure to be looking for our emails. If you're not already on our email list, go to our website at privateofficer.org today and sign up for those breaking news alerts, or send your info to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. And I can tell you this, is something that's exciting, something that is a cooperative effort, and it's something that will make your school better. And we've got a number of ways to increase your revenue. So just reach out to us, and we'll be happy to show you what we have going on. Also this week, we want to be sure that everybody out there is aware that Private Officer International offers mental health assistance. We have several organizations that we're connected with that we can refer you to for immediate assistance. We also have a number that you can contact to talk to someone 24 hours a day. And we have a chaplain service across the country that's always available. Our chaplaincy program assists you at no cost. Email helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. 24/7, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter what time of the day. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday or a holiday. We've got somebody on duty that can help you out. Especially this time of year, a lot of people do get sad, depressed. They don't have family. Maybe it's just the holiday time. Always gets them feeling a little blue. And, well, we've got some folks that can help you. We've got some folks that can talk to you. Help desk at privateofficer.com. Now, I mentioned just a few moments ago about the number of private security personnel, among others, who are traveling this holiday season. In fact, more traveling during this Christmas period than did in Thanksgiving. One of the things I do want to caution you about, and we've had a number of conversations recently with members and law enforcement, be careful that when you are traveling to another state that you know their firearm laws. Even if you have a concealed weapons permit, it may or may not be valid in some states. In recent years, in the last 2 or 3 years, a number of states have reduced the number of reciprocal states that they are working with. And also, some states have additional laws for those who have out-of-state permits. So you may not be able to carry that firearm loaded in your vehicle. You may have to have it stored in the trunk separate from your ammunition, especially if you're traveling to the northern states. If you're on the eastern seaboard between Maryland and New York, they have some pretty tough laws in New Jersey and Maryland and New York. So be very careful. We've had this year several security officers who were arrested. They had valid permits, but they were in states that either didn't recognize those permits or had additional requirements to carry the firearm in that state. So as you travel from state to state, be very aware of those state laws. Now, even though here at our office, most of our staff are current or retired law enforcement, we still have a recent printout of what the laws are, firearm laws in each state. We want to be familiar with them. We want to make sure that everyone understands that these laws are changing frequently and not to the advantage of the firearm owner. So just be careful. Just be aware. Do some research before you travel to or through that state, because just on a little minor traffic stop, you could get yourself in some serious trouble. We have to be so cautious these days as to what we do so that we're not breaking the law. Just one little situation could ruin your career, could ruin your life. So just everybody be conscious, be alert. When we come back from this break that we're going to be taking here in a moment, I want to tell you about a very exciting new program, something that you might want to get involved in. And it's really, again, something else that's unique, brought just directly from Private Officer International, something that nobody else is doing. And I think you're going to find it very rewarding. So I'll be discussing that in a moment. When we come back, you're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Slow down.
Slow down and move over.
And move over. When you see lights,
vests,
I'll be flaggers.
Please, give us some room. Slow down and move over. When you need us,
we've got your back.
You have ours.
You got our back?
You got ours? You got our back? Please, slow down.
And move over.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us.
To stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Are you shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933.
1-34-B-8-5-3-3-3-7-associate
with the suspect and the victim. This week we're recognizing three individual private security officers for a job well done. We want to start off with a situation occurring at a Marshall's department store where loss prevention agent Francisco Reyes spotted, while he was looking for shoplifters, a woman who was beginning to kneel down on the floor. And at first he thought it was maybe someone who was looking for something, maybe lost their contact. He quickly realized that this was a medical emergency and rushed down to assist the shopper who was in cardiac arrest. Going into cardiac arrest, there are symptoms and signs. And so as he arrived into the area, he assessed that it was probably a heart attack. And he rightfully assessed this and was able to get medical attention for the woman. He also made her comfortable. And while she did not need CPR, he was ready and prepared to perform that CPR because he was a American Red Cross certified CPR and first aid instructor himself. So he was able to assist her medically and comfort her until EMS arrived on scene. And so we want to recognize him for a job well done. Also recognizing another security officer, this time from a hotel. The security officer working in Las Vegas recognized or responded to a call, actually, of a person on the floor at the casino having a heart attack. The security officer did perform CPR at that time, and Greg Coleman is recognized for life-saving. He's received a life-saving award for that. Walter Williams, Atlanta, received an award this week for going above and beyond the call of duty. An unarmed security officer working in the downtown area heard shots fired, went out, went down the street to aid a person who he saw laying on the ground. Police were called. They did make an arrest in that situation. Three individuals this week recognized for doing something that many people would not do, even if they had the training. So we always want to recognize, salute these private security and public law enforcement officers for going above and beyond. Now, we already do this year-round. We also do this in our annual award ceremony, and many of you have participated. And we recognize not only private security, but we also recognize law enforcement, and we even recognize citizens. And so our team, over the last few months, has been working on frontline protectors' new web series, and we've decided to extend that frontline protector signature a little bit more. And this is really exciting because it's going to allow many of you to get involved. And we have come up with the Frontline Protector Foundation, a nonprofit organization that is solely in business to recognize private and public officers and the general public for stepping out and helping others. And here's where you come in. We have a small management team. We have some POI members across the country that we count on to be our liaison and to help us, notifying us when there's something newsworthy, assisting us sometimes in presenting awards to our members and others in their community. And so this is where you come in, and you have a great opportunity to be the face of POI and the face of Frontline Protectors Foundation. Starting in January, we will, through and with our news department, be making a list of those public, law enforcement, private security, and the general public, and recognizing them through awards, letters of commendation, and award certificates. And We want you, number one, to send those tips in to us whenever you see a citizen or a security officer or a law enforcement officer doing something. And here's an example. Just yesterday, in the mountains of North Carolina, a man driving home from work went off the road and into a river. His whole vehicle into a swift-running river. 911 called. Police arrived. Deputy sheriffs arrived. They were waiting for rescue. They were waiting for the fire department. But they knew the river was very swift. It was running fast. It was recently rained, so it was higher than normal. And they were afraid that the water was going to carry the vehicle and the driver down the river. And so time was of the essence, and they just could not wait for fire and rescue. So three deputies went into the swift-moving river, formed a chain, a human chain, to the vehicle, got the driver out, rescued him. The driver could not swim and was able to get him back across the river onto dry land. And by the way, did I mention this was dark, 11 p.m. at night, cold, temperatures in the 20s, the water temperature probably in the 30s at the most, just barely above freezing. These brave deputies went in without consideration of their own life and rescued, saved the life of this man. And that's what I'm talking about. If you see something like that involving our law enforcement officers, our security officers, or even the general public at large, send those news tips in so that we can verify the information, contact the local media, contact the officers and the agencies and the people involved, and recognize them for a job well done. And then here's another way that you can become involved if you want to. We will designate you as the representative of Frontline Protectors Foundation and Private Officer International and forward you the award to present in person. This is a great opportunity if you have a security company or business in a local area to become the liaison, to become the face of the organization. And it not only promotes your business, it promotes goodwill, it promotes our private officer organization. And I'm telling you right now, there's nobody else doing this, and I'm excited about it. You know, I don't care that we're not going to make money from this endeavor, but I'm really, really excited about the opportunity of going out and presenting awards and recognition. And we'll be preparing press releases when this happens. Every situation, every officer will be getting the media involved. We'll be getting the community involved. And if you want to be part of this, send an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's going to be a good thing. It's going to be one of those feel-good opportunities that we're going to have. And I'm just, I seriously am excited because I love to recognize people who do good. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of news to share. We've got a lot of information still happening. And, of course, we have a little topic that we need to talk about at the bottom half of the radio program. Thanks for joining us here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. We're coming right back.
Human trafficking is slavery.
And it happens all over America.
Any child, any woman, any man could potentially become a victim of human trafficking.
I am a victim of labor trafficking.
I was victim of child sex trafficking, but now I own my body.
Human trafficking is any kind of forced labor.
It can happen to anybody.
I am a mother.
I am an author.
I am a son.
I'm an advocate.
I am an educator.
I'm a sister.
I am a brother.
I'm so much more than what happened to me.
I am strong.
I am brave.
I am outspoken.
I am compassionate.
I am a survivor.
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 I am a survivor of human trafficking.
What am I doing lying in this casket? Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm dead. I got shot. I'm not supposed to be dead. I'm only 17. And now I can't see my 18th birthday because I'm a fatal victim of gun violence. My friends, my family, my own mother was devastated. Can't see her son anymore because of gun violence. And everyone's here at the funeral. But before they lay me to rest, there's just one last thing I have to do. How many more of us have to die from gun violence? Let's put a stop to this, because if we don't, the next time it could be your child lying in this casket.
Brought to you by Man Up Inc. USA, a proud member of the Gun Violence Awareness Movement.
College, a public safety institute. We train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute.
And now for the news.
Remember, if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and you need private security officer training for the North Carolina PPS certification, or if you're in the South Carolina area, you can also come over and get SLED training certified right now at our friend's location, Premier Training Academy. One of the best. And I do mean one of the best in the nation. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933, or visit them at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in Charlotte. Just ask for John and tell him the private officer sent you over there. Premier Training. They've got all the training that you need, including first aid, CPR, and a whole lot of other certifications. Premier Training Academy, give them a call or check them online right now. They're going to be able to help you to get certified. Maybe you want to start a new career. Maybe you just need to make a little extra part-time money. Premier Training Academy, Premier Training in Charlotte, North Carolina. In the news this week, a man is suing Walmart for false arrest after they say security at the North Brunswick, New Jersey store stopped him illegally while he was still in the store with a shopping cart full of merchandise. Security accuses the man of trying to leave the store. Police arrested the man. But the court threw the case out, saying that there was no theft, no shoplifting. He never exited the store. Now Pedro Vasquez is suing Walmart and the security agents involved. In Nashville, Tennessee, very tragic story. Nashville police have arrested a Nashville school security officer and charged him with assaulting a 12-year-old student. Police arrested Andre Tyus on Thursday. They have charged him with assault and released him on a bond of $2,500. In Anchorage, Alaska this week, a takeover bank robbery, armed gunmen forcing security to the floor, and the bank management and employees. According to police, Toto Sequeira, 22, was arrested and has been charged with that bank robbery. In Franklin, Tennessee, four people arrested after assaulting security during a major shoplifting at the Cool Springs Mall, a very large mall there in Tennessee. The four suspects taken into custody after stealing more than 61 pieces of merchandise from the Macy's there at the Cool Springs Galleria. Police have the four suspects in custody. Bridgeport, Connecticut police officer getting accolades today after the school resource officer, Carlos Carmel Jr., ran after a vehicle that didn't have a driver that was headed straight for a group of students. The officer was able to jump into the SUV and get it stopped before it injured anyone at all. Security officers and police officers in Matteson, Illinois, is being credited with stopping a car thief ring who broke into an auto auction lot. Security first noticed them milling around the area late at night and called police. Officers were able to corral up two suspects. They attempted to assault police but are now in custody. A man has been arrested for assaulting a security officer at the Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. Police in Okaloosa County have charged Lorenzo Gordon, 52, with assault during a disturbance at the hospital. A man in San Antonio, Texas, now has pled guilty of assaulting a TSA agent. Earlier, he had pled not guilty and changed his plea late this week. He's been charged in the attack that happened later last month. And Candido Rodriguez III is in custody and will be sentenced on that charge. Police officer who was shooting at a vicious dog while they were arresting a suspect who was armed accidentally fired at the dog, hitting a security officer and the suspect. He was aiming at the dog but accidentally hit the security officer and the suspect. Police are now investigating that in Sacramento, California. Three suspects are wanted for shooting four people at the San Antonio Mall earlier in the week. Police said the shooting happened near the entrance to the mall. They don't know if it was a gang-related shooting. They don't know if it was a beef. They do know that the person who was shot, who was struck, was 17, 26, 41, and 19 years old. They are still investigating this, and the three suspects are still on the loose. In Jasper, Georgia, a deputy sheriff inadvertently fired his weapon in a Walmart while he was on duty. The Pickens County Sheriff's Office says in a Facebook post that the sheriff accidentally misfired the weapon inside the Jasper Walmart. They don't know what happened. It is under investigation, and there was no injuries at this point. In Clarksville, Tennessee, earlier this week, police say that several men attempted to shoplift at a Walmart there at 4:50 in the morning. When security approached them, the suspects pointed firearms threatening to kill security agents. They then carjacked a woman in the parking lot. Police say that they are still looking for those suspects. Big news coming out of New York City this week. For years, NYPD has had a transit unit that covered buses, and subway. Now, the MTA, the New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority, has decided that once again, they don't want to be part of NYPD. They want their own police force, and they're going to hire more than 500 officers. The new hires will be included in this new year's $17 billion budget for 2020. The police force has been approved, but here's an issue. The issue is, where will they be trained? The NYPD Police Academy says they have no room in any of the upcoming academies. Now, the transit authority is looking to the state police, but that's still going to be a problem, and we'll follow this, because you can have a police force, but if you don't have certified officers, you don't have a police force. Buffalo, New York, this week, a man was sentenced for shooting a security officer outside of Burger King on the city's east side. Dwayne Borden, 28, will spend 10 years in prison for the July shooting. Police said that he got into a confrontation with a security officer. He refused to leave the property. After security escorted him out of the restaurant, he turned around, pulled a gun, and shot the security officer, who did survive. A teen stole a plane in Fresno at the Fresno Yosemite International Airport. The 17-year-old female was actually able to get behind the cockpit, start up a private jet, and crash it into a building and a fence, causing substantial damage. The airport does have security. They also have law enforcement, and now they're investigating how in the world did she make it to that private jet hangar, get into that airplane, and crash it. In Shreveport, Louisiana, a man there has also pled guilty to shooting an unarmed security officer during a hotel robbery. 35-year-old Ray Davis Jr. found guilty of his crimes that was committed back in 2016. Police say the Shreveport man went into the hotel to rob it and shot a security officer who tried to talk him down. The man is guilty of armed robbery, aggravated assault, and attempted murder. In Flagler County, Florida, the sheriff's department there says that it has stopped a shoplifting spree along with store security and recovered more than $6,000 worth of merchandise. Deputies arrested Shakira Wilkins, 24, and Amber Phillips, 26. They were arrested at a Walmart there after stealing more than $6,000 worth of merchandise. A Department of Defense police officer assigned to the Naval District Washington Police Force has died in an accident in Virginia. He was on duty. He was in a patrol car. 34-year-old Sergeant Anthony Oglesby, 20, Jr., 34, was alone. It was at night. It was raining, and he lost control of his vehicle and went off the road. In Wayne, New Jersey, a Loomis security officer there shot a would-be robber. Police said that the armored car had pulled up, and a man grabbed a bag of money. The 33-year-old man began to run and was shot by one of the security officers. He's going to be fine. The security officer was not injured. You probably have heard about this, especially if you get the POI newsletters and breaking news. This week, a very serious incident in Tulsa, Oklahoma. An armed security officer at a Quick Trip gas station on duty overnight, 2:30 in the morning. Everything is copacetic. Everything is going great. Then a 20-year-old man walked into the store and began walking around the store for a few moments before pulling out a handgun. He then pointed the handgun at the security officer's head, and other customers quickly called 911. Police arrived. They had to shoot and kill the man to save the security officer's life. Now, the Q-tip, the Quick Trip, has armed security at a number of the stores in Oklahoma because of the high increase of crime on the property. And there has been other incidents involving security officers, but none this serious. Can you imagine what would have happened if police had not arrived as quickly as they did? This was heroics by police. They saved that security officer's life. Now, if you don't have the breaking news coming to your mailbox, sign up today at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. Sign up today. Get those breaking news. Get those newsletters. Get those discounts on training and other items. Be one of the first to know. Privateofficer.org. Sign up today. A Kentucky armored truck guard who ran away with almost $1 million worth of cash during a heist earlier this year has been found guilty. He has received one of the lightest sentences I've ever seen in a situation like this. 3 years in prison with good time, maybe a year and a half. If he goes to federal prison, that's day for day, so he will serve those 3 years. Mark Nicholas Espinoza was sentenced to 37 months, 3 years, for armored truck robbery. That's pretty amazing. Well, we have a lot of breaking news, and one of the saddest stories I've seen in recent years came out of Las Vegas earlier this week. An elderly man, 87 years old, was in a motorized shopping cart when he exited the store and was hit by an armored truck vehicle that did not see him. The 87-year-old man was knocked to the ground, taken to the hospital, where he did succumb to his injuries. Right now, the armored truck driver is facing no charges, but police are concerned because witnesses said he actually began to drive off after hitting the man. Customers began yelling for the armored truck to stop, which he did. Police are now investigating. As of yet, no criminal charges, but that could change later. And a final story this week coming out of Orlando, Florida, a man arrested at Disney because he had a gun on him. Police said signs are everywhere at the entrance, no firearms, no weapons. They believe that Nathan Pollitt intentionally tried to enter the property with the gun. Police said that the firearm was hidden and that the man was trying to avoid security. He was taken into custody and later released. We always have a lot of news, a lot of great breaking news that is really interesting and something that you want to read, you want to hear about. Sign up today at privateofficer.org. You're going to get those breaking newsletters and news reports and officer down reports right there in your mailbox. If you're not already a member of Private Officer, you need to join today while you're at the website, privateofficer.org, because you're going to receive more than 40 member benefits. Right now, take advantage of this end-of-the-year, low price, lifetime membership, just $99. You're going to save $90. Privateofficer.org. Sign up today. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Without this woman, my father couldn't have had his hip replaced.
Without these people, I'd be dead.
This man helped my son through leukemia.
Do something amazing. Give blood.
Throughout the years, we've always cautioned private personnel, private security, to know the law of the land, to know what is and is not legal, to understand what the elements of a crime is, to be sure that they closely monitor the changes in crime statutes and the requirements, understanding intent, understanding the revised statutes that occur yearly in every state. And it's impossible even for law enforcement to stay on top of all the changes. But if you are a private security officer, if you are involved in detaining persons, either in a retail environment or for trespassing or for any other crime, if your employer allows you to do that, especially in states like Virginia, South Carolina, Maryland, D.C., New York, et cetera, where they have special police, company police, private police, and where their statutes allow security officers to make arrests, such as South Carolina. Security personnel working in the state of South Carolina that are certified through SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, have full authority on the property, just like a deputy sheriff according to statute. So, if you're in any state where you're detaining people, where you're arresting people, you have to stay on top of the changing environment, the changing laws, and the changing elements in politics. Although we try to stay out of politics on this radio program, sometimes it's impossible. And these times, it's really impossible, because so many politicians have gone soft on crime. So many states have done away with many charges. So many prosecutors no longer will prosecute what they consider to be petty crimes, such as trespassing, disorderly conduct, harassment, property damage, shoplifting, and in some cases, even felonies are not being prosecuted by some district, county prosecutors, district attorneys, and there's going to be more on the horizon, unfortunately. In the last year, nine states have increased the threshold for shoplifting felonies. So once upon a time, the threshold might have been anything above $250. You got a felony. Now, it's $1,000. In some areas, it's $1,500 before you can charge that person with a felony. There are some states that no longer, or some district attorneys, no longer accepting charges for marijuana possession unless you can show intent to distribute. Now, in many areas, possession of marijuana is just a civil infraction, meaning a fine, and the charge will not be applied to their criminal record. In some areas, the states are deciding against the federal government on criminal charges, even up to homicide. In North Carolina, there's a big, huge debate, I would say almost a protest, because in some jurisdictions, including Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, the district attorney has decided to allow murder suspects out on supervised ankle monitor while they're awaiting trial. Other jurisdictions are allowing people charged with murder to be out on bond of $10,000. We've seen it time and time again in multiple states. As a security officer, as a public safety officer, as a retail investigator, LP, or asset protection, we have to know the law. We can't assume everything is status quo and just go about our business like we always have, because it's not going to work. In today's climate, and it is driven politically, we're seeing laws abolished. We're seeing law enforcement being handcuffed, literally. They are being told not to make arrests on certain charges. And if they do, the prosecutor, the DA, is telling them straightforward, I won't prosecute them. If you bring this charge and this charge and this charge, we're not going to prosecute them. With the changing times, you really have to be aware of what the law is. If you're not aware, if you don't believe it's your job, if you don't believe it's up, you know, something that you need to be involved in, that you need to consider, and you are making detentions, arrests, you are detaining people, which is a physical legal arrest, if you are doing anything that's involving prosecuting somebody, you need to know the law. There's no 2, 3, 4, 5 ways about it. You need to know the law. In every state, there are pocketbooks. You can go to Pocket Press, one of my favorite publishers, and you can get the latest publication on the statutes. And I was just talking to someone last week. I bet they are doing a bang up business at Pocket Press, because they have to change the publication so frequently with the updates of the laws and with the environment that we're in, where everything that was a crime now isn't a crime. Things that were misdemeanors are no longer even on the books. Things that were felonies are now misdemeanors. So yeah, I can really imagine this is great for the Pocket Press and other publishers who print the statutes of every state. And I think that they're probably liking all of this from a business perspective. But seriously, we need to have the tools to do the job and to stay out of trouble. If we overuse force to detain a person, to arrest a person, thinking that, hey, this is a felony, and hey, I could probably use more force now. No. We're going to be in for a gigantic shock when we find out it's not a felony any longer, and it's a misdemeanor that's just a ticket, citable offense. And that's the other thing that we're seeing. Charges that almost always turned out to be a custodial arrest where you took them down and booked them and had them bonded out, now is a citable offense. Now more and more people are being cited and released. My true advice to you, to anyone working in private security, law enforcement, any area where you're dealing with the public and you're enforcing the law, please stay on top of the law in your state. The law of the land, it changes all the time. We used to tell people at least once a year, check into it. Now we have to tell them check into it monthly. We don't know what those legislators in your state are thinking. We don't know how rapid laws in your state are changing. So you really do have to be on top of the news, be on top. You can go to the legislative website in your state, sign up for the emails when laws are changed, and that's one of the ways to stay on top of it. You can contact someone like Pocket Press or another publisher of the statutes in your state and have them send you regular updates, because they will do it. It's a service. Nonetheless, no matter what, it is your responsibility. And you've heard this before. Ignorance is no defense to the law. I hope every one of you will take this to heart and start researching the changes in the law in your state. Start looking at all of the charges and crimes that have disappeared from the statutes, and how the thresholds for things like theft and other crimes have increased. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Private Officer Beat radio show. We're going to be here with you the rest of the year. We're not going anyplace. So every week, tune in for the Private Officer Beat radio. And also, every other week, tune in for On the Legal Side. And of course, don't miss our monthly broadcast of the LP Zone, where everything is about loss prevention, retail security. Be sure to go to our website, privateofficer.org. Sign up for those breaking newsletters. Sign up to be a member. You'll be glad that you did, and tell all of your friends as well. Until the next time, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio. Hello, everyone. This is Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. Merry Christmas, everyone. We appreciate each and every one of you, our members, supporters, and business associates. We hope that you have a blessed new year, and we're looking forward to a great 2020. Happy holidays, everyone.